Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by DrawYouAPicture.com, where you can get just about anything drawn for pretty darn cheap. Go over there, see what I drew for some people. I drew a baby. I drew somebody's baby. You have a baby that needs to be drawn. I won't draw on your baby, but I will draw your baby or anything else you have, even if your baby is somebody else's baby tonight. Check it out today at DrawYouAPicture.com.
Hey guys, this is Stephen calling. I just found your podcast and I gotta say, you guys rock.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No! Nobody's listening. No! Nobody's listening. No! Nobody's listening.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening, episode 107, brought to you the week of May 18th. I'm your host. My name is James, and welcome. It's glad to be here. Glad to be here. We've missed you. It's been a couple weeks, and from America's Hat, as always, my close personal friend and mentor, Trevor. Welcome to the show, Trevor.
Close personal friend that you've never met.
Hey, I drew you. I drew your ears. And let's not forget.
I drew you. What is this? Is this turning into Titanic?
Yes. Draw me like one of your French girls. Oh, don't get me started on this story. That's where Sandy Patty showed up. And from the dirty South, John, welcome.
Yeehaw!
Welcome back, John.
Thanks. From the dirty South. We greet you with warm love and salutations.
So if you hear anything, that's him wiping dust off his shoulders. And it's just so dirty down there.
Actually, I did get a little dusty today, but that's another story.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for piquing our interest and then leaving us flat. We always start with an opening story. Hey, Trevor and James. This is Caitlin, a.k.a. Flutist Friend from the floor. Gosh, I can't even say that.
Too many F for you, big boy.
Flutist Friend from the Florum.
From the Florida. Here's my story. I was eating lunch with my friend at the campus eatery. It's what we call the depot. It was all good and fine, and we were done eating, and we go to throw away our trash. She puts hers in the container, and then so do I. However, that's not all I put in the trash. My cell phone and chapstick decided to commit suicide and jump in the garbage along with my trash.
Nice.
The chapstick was right on top, and I would have left it, but it was the only chapstick I had left. And the chapstick is a necessary accessory for a wind player, of course. However, my cell had dived all the way down to the bottom. I think it has something to do with gravity. Luckily, it wasn't in anything really bad, like a bowl of salsa, just general garbage gunk. I fished it out. Yeah, it wasn't needles,
Which is bad enough.
Yeah, witches are bad enough. I fished it out and used a napkin to mostly clean them off. Then I went back to my dorm, and I used disinfecting wipes to clean off my cell and my chapstick, and then put my chapstick under boiling hot water in the sink. I wish I could have done that to my cell, but that would have broken it more than the garbage did. This all happened at lunch today and made for an interesting after-meal conversation. Caitlin, a.k.a. Flutist Fiend, whatever.
Flutist Friend.
I can't even say Flutist Friend. Flutist Fiend. I want
That's
it to be
nemesis.
That. That's her gamer tag on Xbox Live. No, I put this in here because I suspect a lie. How are you going to put chapstick under boiling hot water and it survive?
That's what I'm thinking, and not have it all
put
melty.
It in the freezer afterwards.
Yeah, you can't even. I left my chapstick in the car this week on accident, and I opened it up, and it's all half chap now. because it's only filling the, like, horizontally the half of the chapstick. And so it still works, but it is not a full circle, if you can understand what I'm saying. If you get my meaning, sir.
What exactly is doing something on accident? Is that an American thing? Do you not use, you know, by accident as a phrase?
We say on accident like normal people who love freedom. You got a problem with that? Come on, get him, Dirty South.
In non-socialized healthcare.
Yeah.
What did I just say? I don't get it.
All right. We love
Canada. Sorry, I tuned out.
No, it's okay. Welcome back to the show.
Canada's clean.
That's right. It is. And they're friendly, and they like beavers.
You know what else is clean?
GoTo meeting.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what? Anytime I can avoid getting in my car to drive to a meeting, I will. I'm going to avoid it like the plague, especially since my car has roaches in it. That's why I started using GoToMeeting, to hold my meetings online and to avoid roaches crawling up my leg. Instead of wasting time sitting in traffic with the vermin, GoToMeeting has become absolutely indispensable for me. I love it. It's awesome. GoToMeeting is perfect for sales presentations, training sessions, or product demos. Plus, it's affordable. For just $49 a month, you can hold as many online meetings as you want, and it includes free phone and voice over IP conferencing. I want you to sign up for GoToMeeting today and have your first online meeting tomorrow. Okay? Here it is. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, but you must visit a GoToMeeting/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast for a free 30-day trial. Thank you, GoToMeeting, for helping us out. And guys, help yourself out. Check out GoToMeeting today. Oh, good. I'm glad I've convinced at least one listener/participant. We also have a few other sponsors, listener sponsors. And remember, we are listener-supported radio. Korea, thank you so much, buddy. Dean from Australia, you're awesome, and you know it. Have you gotten your sticker yet? I fronted the money, okay? I spent like $17 to send you a dumb sticker. Peter Yu, thank you so much. And Keith Teklitz, all these guys are amazing. And becoming eternal sponsors of Nobody's Listening. So all you middle schoolers, you freeloaders, you better say, put these guys in your prayers tonight you sleep.
You better get a job. Yeah. Yeah. So you can get his money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Wait.
You guys done?
You.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay. We can do that. Update.
Yeah. I was just kind of waiting to push that button there. Play that song so we could do weekly updates. Mine is this. 2 weeks ago, we were going to do a show, and we didn't because I had something happen to my tooth. But before I tell you about it real quick, have you ever had to drill through a board but not all the way through? And uh-huh. And so you just kind of carefully drill down and accidentally, you know, poke through too much, and maybe the head of the drill comes through. Okay. I just want you to get that image in your head, and then we'll move on with my weekly update.
I'm going to close my ears for this because I don't want to hear it.
I had a root canal, my first one ever, 2 weeks ago. Okay, and I didn't know quite what to expect, but he did tell me that they were going to obviously root out the inside of my tooth, okay? All the way down to the root and then remove the root, and so I was going to have a hollow tube basically for a tooth. All right. Some people are very familiar with this. I wasn't, you know.
Would they do that? Why would they take your root out?
Because it was bothering me. I had an infection underneath my tooth, and it was making my tooth bigger than it's supposed to be, like sticking out further, and the rest of it was compressing, and it was hurting badly. Okay. So anyway, we caught it early. I had an infection. I was on stinking antibiotics for a week, horse pills, two of them a day for 7 days, which is why we didn't do a podcast the second week, I believe. Gave me headaches. But anyway, it made my pee smell weird too, but I don't know why.
Asparagus, but we don't talk about that.
You know what else does? Honeycomb. No. Sugar smacks. Sugar smacks. Smells the same Cheerios. Coming out as it does going in. I promise you. You eat Diggum smacks or honey smacks. It's just terrible. You're going to see it again later. Or anyway. So okay,
I actually know what you're talking about. So.
Thank you.
I've noticed that too.
It's part of the GOK. Anyway, so they're I keep my eyes closed through most of it, but at one point, you know, there's some comp. You could just tell it's taking a while, and the guy's kind of the dentist is, and he says, "Wow," and I'm thinking, "What?" So I open my eyes, and I wished I hadn't, because all I see, I keep hearing him say, "Give me a 15, give me an 18, is that an 18? Give me a 20." Okay, and I'm like, "Okay, what's a 20? Are we trading bills here? I don't know a $15 bill," but I look up. And I see him pull a 15 out of the hole that was the tube that was once my tooth. And it's apparently some sort of, it looks like a pin, like a nail with a dot on the end, like a sewing needle, but with a nail. Uh-huh. And there's apparently different colors. And what he was doing is he was measuring the depth of the hole in my stinking tooth. Okay. And then he would drill a little bit and he would ask for another one and he was sticking it down in there. And when I looked at it, it had gristle and what do you call it? Sawdust, like tooth sawdust on it in the blood.
It had the remains of your roots from your tooth on it, dude. It's like a little file.
I'm getting lightheaded, guys. Yeah. Come on.
It's making me, I still feel this hole. Out. Okay. I still have this hole in my tooth. Anyway, so.
They didn't plug it?
He plugged it halfway. There's a white thing down in there. I go in for a cap on the 26th. So I do have this hole. Anyway, long story short, he finally tells me, because I'm kind of like, what did you do? And he can understand that kind of language, apparently, because he's been doing it so long. And he answers my question. And he says, most people, you know, he says, this is a hard, you got a long root. You have a long root. And he says, most of them are like 15, 16. Yours is like 26 to 28.
Whoa.
And I'm like, holy God, how far down is that before you poke through the other side till the drill comes out
dang
cheek? Yeah. And that's why I wanted you to get that vision of the drill kind of going through a board and then peeking out the other side. Because I just kept waiting. I can't feel anything. I have a beard. So he could have poked through a little bit. And I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even see it through the beard.
So, anyway. How come my drool is coming out the bottom of my chin?
Yeah, I can't get suction. You know, you try to use a straw and this air is coming in somewhere. It just doesn't work for me anymore.
I feel a draft on the bottom of my face.
I can whistle in harmony with myself. What's the deal?
That's gross.
But I was really mad about the idea. I was thinking, and so I checked it out and I was like, you know, but I'm a pacifist, so I'm not going to be kicking anything and taking names. So I was thinking what would be a nicer way would be to eat ice cream and take names of people that want ice cream too. So there you go.
I like ice cream.
It's my weekly update. So I'm eating ice cream and taking names. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Who's next? Trevor? Take it away.
Sure, why not?
Trevor's the second man in charge. Just in case you're wondering.
I'm second chair. You're third chair.
Right? I am third chair. I gladly will confess to that. And I'm grateful for this third chair.
Children, get along.
Mind you.
The sibling rivalry has got to stop.
Oh,
I was being nice.
Yeah.
And for the record, I know the entire experience you just gone through, because I've actually had a root canal done as well. And I have a gold tooth in my mouth because I have a gold cap on it.
Wow.
I'm like, sweet. Man.
Social dental care.
No, that was through the Navy. See, that was your tax.
Even better.
Naval.
Taxpayers' dollars at work.
Naval care.
Can
they went in through my belly button to get my tooth, actually.
Man, that don't make no sense at all. I don't get it.
That's the point. It was done for comedy. So you'll catch up.
Okay.
Well, let's see. My weekly update.
You've got about 30 seconds left.
We haven't done a show in 3 weeks. So 3 weeks ago, this happened. And the other day, I think it was about a week and a half ago, I went to basically, this is a story of how I made a fool of myself in public. So I figured it'd be nice.
All right.
I went to for lunch with one of my coworkers to McDonald's just down the road from where we work. And we were both standing like we weren't, you know, like he wasn't picking up my tab and I wasn't picking up his tab. We were buying our own food because I'm not that rich to, you know, buy food for my coworkers. And so we're standing in line, and they have two tills going. So
okay, what's a till for the love? What is the till? We say 5 till 10. What's a till?
I say, oh boy, don't you know anything about your English roots?
No.
It's a cash register.
Oh, so a line?
They had two cash registers open to take our money in exchange for products.
A till sounds like something they process cows through. I'm just saying. It sounds like if you're a cow and you're about to be slaughtered, you wait in a till. They
it's
run
a very
you through
fresh
the till.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
You go up to the till.
Here's your dinner.
So we were standing in line, and the first cash register became open, and they asked to help me. So I went up, and I put my order in, and I stepped off to the side and waited for my order.
Do you guys meanwhile, wait? Do you guys, when you're in the till, do you say, I can't wait till this till is shorter? I don't know.
One of these days, they'll be cultured, sir.
Oh, dude, no joke.
What?
Go ahead.
Anyway, so the next register opened, and my buddy went and got his order. So he's standing off to the side of his register to wait for his food. So we're both standing there. Mine came out first, and I got my food. And it's like, haha, I got my food first. So I went over and grabbed the straws and the napkins and all that good stuff, and grabbed it. And I had my food in my tray. And the guy I work with is very tall. He's probably 6.5 feet, which is gigantic in my mind, because I'm only 5'4". So anyway, so as I got my stuff and I turned to the side. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw this guy standing there, this tall guy there, and I just kind of say, ha ha, no food for you. And as I turned around, I realized this was not my coworker. So this guy just kind of looks down at me with this weird look on his face. And so I just kind of did what else could I do at that point? I turned around the other way and just walked away.
No, you didn't try to cover it.
That's Trevor and James are two different people. James would have tried to fix it.
Yeah,
Trevor
just takes go. I would have tried to explain to him. I'd have been like, well, see what happened.
That was
you
my buddy.
You were supposed to be my friend. Do you want to be my friend?
Do you want food? I'm sure you were going to get food, sir.
I wasn't trying to limit your caloric intake today, sir. I apologize greatly for my blunder. Please feel free to stay in the till as long as you need to.
The till is the register, not the lineup. It's okay.
Oh, wow. Really?
The till is the register.
Yeah.
Not the line.
Oh, my gosh. This is wrong. It's even worse than I suspected.
Dude, we need to make a trip to Canada.
No joke. And tell them. Yeah, we're gonna bat cave that whole place. I'm going to put labels on everything. Register.
This is the cash register.
This is how we do it in America, and we expect you to do the same.
This is a toilet. It's not a lorry. It's not a pram. It's a buggy.
A lorry? I'm pretty sure a lorry is not a toilet. I'm pretty sure a lorry is actually some sort of vehicle.
This
you should be using a washroom in it.
This is a cigarette, not the derogatory term for a homosexual.
What would have made that story better is if that guy just kind of looked around, shrugged, and then walked off. That would have been great. No food for you. Oh, okay. Bye-bye. I just witnessed he did get his food.
He just ducks his head down.
It's like, not again. Okay. They said I could come back today and get food, but I guess not. I miss you, Jeffrey. Anyway. What you got, John?
Well, ironically, I went to McDonald's the other day, and this short Canadian said, no food for you. So I turned around and left.
That's funny every time you do it.
Sorry.
Oh, you're so much better.
And then I turned into a bat and went to Target. No, I wish my story was that good. I wanted to. Can I share two? You want me to just be quick?
Whatever, both.
Okay, I do both. Well,
if you go long, we'll just cut you off.
Okay, I'll be short, which is easy. Last week, I had a great one because Monday we found out, we went to the doctor. My wife is pregnant, by the way. Yeah, right. And so we went out and found out what the gender is, and we're having another boy.
Oh wow!
Which is kind of a surprise because usually within the Steinklobber, there's only one. I'm an only boy. My dad's an only boy. My grandfather, as far as I know, was an only boy. And I don't know how far along it goes. But anyway, we've been successful at putting two Steinklobbers into one generation. But that's not the funny part. On the way there, my son, who is four now, he was in the car. And he talks a lot. He asks a lot of questions, which they say it's a sign of something. I don't know. But he asks a lot of questions. So his mom said, why don't you give your mouth a rest? And so, I mean, not being mean or anything, she just very matter-of-factly, why don't you just let your mouth rest for a little bit, okay, buddy? And so he's back there. He's being really quiet. You can kind of tell that he wants to say something, but he doesn't. And I say something, buddy, what's going on back there? And he says, I'm letting my mouth rest. That's the funny part. So you go insert some laughter there or something, because it's just funny to hear a kid.
Post-production will put.
Yeah.
See, okay. My daughter talks non-freaking stop, too. Okay.
They get along great.
But she would have said something like, but my mouth's not even tired. See? Blah, 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 blah. And then she'd start singing or quoting something or, Yeah.
But that's my boy. And the funny thing, this happened last week or, yeah, Thursday. Okay, so Thursday I'm in the office and I sit in the group with the IT guys. I used to be one of them and then I kind of moved over, but I still sit in the room with them and it's just kind of a big room with all the lights turned off and it's really kind of cozy and just a few desks lined up on either side of the wall and they all face towards the inside of the room so we can see each other. Well, there's this one desk that sits over in the far corner and it's kind of blocked by some boxes and there's a big printer, but there's a computer over there and sometimes people can come in and use it. Well, we had a guest in there and I completely forgot about it. And she'd been in there for a while, and she wasn't making any noise. And when it gets quiet in the office sometimes, I like to break the silence.
You haven't changed a bit.
I don't want you guys to think that all I think about or talk about is farts, but...
yeah, it is. Ever since I've known you. You got it honestly, though.
I can buy it honestly. Well... the noise that I made actually was a whoopee cushion to my own defense.
Okay.
My sister gave me a whoopee cushion. I don't know why. I just leaned over and picked up the whoopee cushion and inflated it and just gave it a good squeeze. And and my coworker who sits across from me, he looks up at me and gives me this blank stare. And I'm like, what's your problem? And I go back to working on the computer. I might have even squeezed off a couple more from the whoopee cushion and talked about how funny it was or something. And he texts me on the little instant messenger. He says, we've got somebody sitting over there. And, of course, that's, of course, the tone that comes across in the instant messenger.
Yeah, that's a whispering font. Yes.
Yeah. And I stopped typing. And he must have seen the look on my face or something because he starts – trying to hold in this laugh that's wanting to come out and bust forth. And I see him doing it, and I'm holding back the laugh. You know, when you try not to laugh, it's even funnier. Mm-hmm. So needless to say, it was a little quiet in there afterwards, and
Take time to clear the air, you know.
I just
explain things, of course, is what I meant.
Gotta fix it.
It's a whoopee cushion. That wasn't me.
You know what? I think George Lucas should come out with a Wookiee cushion. How cool would that be? Exactly. I would buy one of those.
Hey, buddy, sit on this little furry seat.
Who let that one out?
Oh, God. Drowning Wookiee cushion.
That was never mind.
All right. We'll be right back, people.
No. Nobody's listening.
Get there!
one of the many tools of the devil.
Oh, no!
All right, it's time for the LBB of the week. And as some of our new listeners may need to know, LBB stands for Living, Breathing, Butthead. Everybody knows an LBB. People that live and breathe and exist just to be a jerkwad to everyone around them. And every week we like to draw attention to at least one of them. And Trevor, you it says here that you've got an LBB.
I do.
Okay.
Which was a couple weeks ago, but work with what I got. But mine was I play a racing simulator online. It's not actually just a racing game that you buy. It's like almost like a massively multiplayer online.
Oh yeah, one of those that if you play it enough, you get a 3 PS3.
No.
You need to play that game, James.
I should.
No. Are you done?
Sorry. You can't interrupt Trevor and him stay on track, I've noticed.
Yeah, I fall like right off the rails. But
you have ADD.
Anyway, like I was saying, I was at McDonald's the other day and
all right, and next up, we've got news.
Anyway, it's one of those hardcore, serious racing games type things where, like, actually, some of the NASCAR drivers actually race this. They're going to be sponsored by NASCAR next year. It's a big deal. Yeah. But anyway, it's broken down into these tiers. So you're only racing with people of a similar experience level, kind of thing.
Okay.
So I was in a race the other day, and I'm not very good at it yet. I'm still learning. Like, it's apparently the most realistic thing you can get next to actually getting in a vehicle. And since I don't know how to race real cars, well, I don't do the virtual ones that good either. But anyway, we're racing, and you can have – there's voice chat enabled. And there was one guy who had obviously just started out. He was just learning. So he made some mistakes and crashed into some people. And this guy just started reaming on this guy. But I mean, you know, it was like, what are you doing even out here? And you shouldn't even be out there. And you're just ruining it for everybody. And it's like, well, how is he supposed to get good if you don't let him go out and play? I mean, you probably sucked once too, jerkwad.
I want to get cussed out by a proper Canadian. It just seems so nice still. Hey, what are you doing, eh?
What you doing out here?
Out here. You need to get back to your own family.
Was I using some live Canadian dialect during my cursing out? Because the guy was actually quite Southern. So he was all like, what y'all doing out there, man? You just ruined for everybody. We're all out here trying to do a racing thing. And man,
dang.
Your Southern
darn
accent.
Darn it, man.
Your Southern accent sounds so Canadian, dude.
I thought it sounded kind of good.
No, it was good, but you'd hear this oot thing still.
Oh, yeah, the oot.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So anyway, so the LBB is people out there who are ragging on people who are just trying to learn something, you know?
That's right. I've realized I enjoy multiplayer stuff on 360 a lot more when I don't use my mic and headphones. So yeah. I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty World of War and haven't heard a bit of it except for Kiefer Sutherland. His voice is in there. It's like, Jack, I'll follow you anywhere, man. Let's get him. My LBB are ninja biker guys. Have you ever seen one of those people? It should be illegal to sell these bikes. It should be illegal to give them driver's license because seriously, have you ever seen one of these guys driving the speed limit ever in your life? You always see them when they're blazing past you, going 900 miles an hour, completely insensitive to anybody's well-being at all. They're weaving through traffic. They're doing some sort of pop wheelie thing. And I've decided I need to get a lance. Like, yeah, seriously. Like they had back in medieval times. I want one with a spiral. Like it looks like a big candy cane. And I want to jam that thing right into the front tire of their little ninja bike. And I want it to flip up in the air like Indiana Jones. So,
do you think that yes. if it has spirals on it, do you think when you stick it in there, he's going to go zzzz up the spirals?
That would be awesome because when he got to my window, I'd punch him in the helmet,
and then he'd go zzzz back down the other way.
Hey, that's not nice.
Nope, but it's not nice you know, acting like the highway is your personal playground. It's ridiculous. I'm just like, where's the cops? I want to be a cop. It's just for 5 minutes. And I want to run you down. Yes. And put your face on the concrete and lock you up with handcuffs and put you in a jail. And as my 4-year-old daughter says, when you go to jail, you become an officer. And then you tell her, no, it's a prisoner. And she'll say, yeah, a prisoner. So there you go. We also have an LBB from somebody that I didn't get their name. I have an LBB of the week for you guys. How does lazy fast food workers sound? Sounds like a normal thing, actually. Well, just a couple days ago, my dad and I were driving early in the morning to go meet up with some friends to do some to get some yard work done. We were already running late, but neither of us had breakfast that morning, so we decided to swing by McDonald's and grab some healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love those syrup-flavored pancake sandwich things.
Yes.
I'm sure it has a proper Mick something name, but my gosh.
It's a McGriddle.
Oh. No, it's McYummy.
it's
delicious.
Yes,
it's McCalories.
It's McChemistry is what it is. But it was one of those nicer ones that are all made of brick and are like two stories tall. Yeah, we have one of those. It's the newer one. So you would expect.
That's a big sandwich.
Yeah.
It's a stick to ribs.
My McBrick is so yummy. So you would expect better service, but no, we had ordered just an Egg McMuffin sandwich and a breakfast burrito, which is, by the way, against science, by the way. I've always thought nature should have never produced a breakfast burrito. Anyway, it was a simple order. When we came to the second window, we were told that they were still working on making the burrito. And they asked us to please park for the next people in line. No big deal. Well, we waited in that parking lot for close to 15 minutes before they finally decided to go inside, or we did, to ask how long it would take. I went inside, noticed there were no customers to keep them busy, and I walked straight up to the front desk, like it's a hotel. I walked straight up to the till. I asked them how much longer we would be waiting, and an annoyed employee, without even turning around, reached straight backward and grabbed the bag, gave it to me while she grunted, "Oh, sorry, we forgot about you." Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
Dang. I would have said, "Oh, sorry, you owe me $5.60."
Yeah, I would have slapped
him in the face.
I'd have got back to the car, got my lance, and I'd have run her through.
Grab your lance. And spin him up towards you, then punch him in the face and spin him back.
It's a Mick kebab.
I would have gotten on the microphone and said something because it's virtual. What?
What?
I'm sorry, I was talking again. I didn't mean to.
What are you doing that for?
All right, let's do this.
News.
Hey, before we get to the big news, we do have a little bit of news, and one of them is cleancast.com. It's still new to me. Check it out. Cleancast.com has a lot of other podcasts like this one that are clean. Some cleaner, some not so clean. But they're all spankety, spankety clean, freshly washed and laundered for your enjoyment. Lots of podcasts on every topic imaginable. And that's a real word.
Mandible?
Yeah. They have mandibles like a pterodactyl.
Ants.
Yeah. And you can check them out at cleancast.com and tell them nobody's listening sent you, okay? Now, enough with that. Here's the big news. Holy freaking Krizzle, we're featured on iTunes. What the heck?
What?
What the heck? Yes. If you go to iTunes in America, anyway, and you click on podcast right there, boom, right in the center, nobody's listening. Our three heads.
No.
Yes. It's awesome.
I don't believe
it's radical.
I'm going there right now.
You already knew.
Yeah. I already have it open, actually, because I'm just that
did you not pee a little?
Narcissistic.
Did you not pee a little when you found out? I did. I screamed. I was at work. I opened up iTunes. somebody on Twitter told me. It was actually a dude from WBR Podcast, which is a great podcast in and of itself. But he was like, dude, congratulations on being featured in iTunes. And I was thinking, yeah, we've been on the iTunes featured comedy podcast list for a while. But when I popped it up, no, dude, we're right there on the front stinking page.
That was pretty cool.
I 2 years of podcasting. It, you know, I'd love to say we deserve it, but we really don't. So it's still just an amazing honor. I love it. I think it's great. Well, so thanks
to
iTunes.
I'd like to say thanks to iTunes, and I'd also like to say that it's no coincidence that you bring me on the show. And you
you'll be taking credit for what James and I built from the ground up.
No, I actually think it's because we didn't do a show for 2 weeks. That's when they start. They're like, we're just waiting for these guys to pod fade, then we're going to promote the freak out of them. So, yeah, apparently we're better.
Obligated.
Well, no, we're better when we don't do shows. That's what I've decided. So this is actually the first show people will hear after subscribing for the first time, you know, after that initial one. So, you know, no small amount of drama. But anyway, thanks, iTunes. I think it's awesome. I appreciate the support. And I hope all you new listeners will continue to listen because, you know, we're not the best show in the world, but we have the best listeners in the world. And you guys are what make this show great. So thanks. Let's do this.
Who, me? Who, me?
All right, here we go. Says, I called in about getting back. This is middle school drama, by the way, in case you didn't know. It's the time of the show where we read all the stuff we get from middle schoolers. See, we're a clean podcast, and that means we get listened to by a lot of great people, but we also get listened by people that can't listen to any other type of show. And those are the middle schoolers. And I got sick of throwing away their emails. And so I started playing them during this segment and making relentless fun of them. And they actually like it. So
I was going to say, are you inferring by that statement that they are not great people?
They are. They will be someday because they do listen to the show. But right now, middle schoolers, not so much. Okay. I called in about getting back the scammers. The situation that I called you shows my fandom. I was on my way to fencing lessons. Yes, I fence. And there is a Best Buy nearby, of course, because you have to buy fence materials.
No, that
I got that a PhD. Like
a I learned how to fence the hard way, but post hole diggers are really one of the main tools that you need. But my Zoom died before I could find out your phone number. So I looked at the clock on my cell phone and I saw there was 15 minutes left. I was 3/4 of the way there. I said, holy crizzle, out loud, and ran to make sure I could get into Best Buy. I ran in and checked some of the sample computers, which internet didn't work. But then my sister, fifth grade teacher, she pointed to a Mac. That made sense to me, too. I got into your website and I found your phone number, and then I called you all that for a messed up messages. I am a middle schooler. Dr. King. Yes, that's my real last name. Stalkers. I got my master's degree in fail.
Okay. No, I like that.
So there you go.
What? I'm confused.
But don't question it. Just accept it as it comes, dude. Middle schoolers type stream of consciousness. That's just what they do. They sit down and they're like, I'm gonna call that show. And they just email it out. Hey, James. Here's a good one. Hey, James and various co-hosts. And they put an S at the end of it.
That's like a call out to you, John. It's
close.
I'm various. I can handle that.
This is Peter, and I have two funny stories to tell. So it all started when we went to the zoo with a cousin that was visiting. We were having a great time, and we're leaving the zoo. But to get out of the zoo, you have to go through a gift shop. My dad decided to get me one of these stones that you call a feeling stone. They all had a word like touch or hear or peace. My dad bought one that had listen written on it. And when we were going to our parked, hopefully, car, it's hopefully is in parentheses there. Hopefully our car was parked. He put it in his back pocket. We started laughing pretty hard. And for all of you that don't understand this, try listening where he put that stone. It might get interesting. Nobody's listening. Also, when we were driving there and back, we were playing a car game, the kind you play on road trips. Really? In a car, no less.
one of those car games you play, like, you know, like when you're in like a car.
And our dad got so involved in the game that he got lost there and back. So basically, that's it. Good show and keep it up. P.S. We started a little movie series named Stalker. Just thought you'd like to know that. Yeah, and they're filming outside my window right now. It's really funny.
Hello, James.
I keep hearing, kill, 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 kill. So I think that's the soundtrack. Rob Zombie's out there directing. But all right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into E&V Mail, because today is an E&V Mail show. every time we haven't been able to do a show for a while, we just start trying to get all of the backlog. So we're going to breeze through these things like nobody's business right after this.
You lent liquor.
So we meet again. What does that make us, Jen?
Well, that makes us sworn enemies, Mr. Wet Dog Breath.
Well, ain't we just. You ready to freaking die, doo-doo head?
Oh, your confidence is going to cost you your life. Stinky McStink Stinker's face.
The Jen and Dave Show can be found at thejenanddaveshow.com. A family safe podcast filled with family values.
Eat lightsaber lit licking hollow chocolate bunny head.
In your dreams, cootie pie eating coconut underwear armpit.
It just happens to be their family. So check them out at thejenanddaveshow.com.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, since it's an ENV mail show, we better jump right in here. Hey, James, Trevor, and John. Look at there, all three of us.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, there are two stories. Here are two stories that show that I am, drumroll please, the luckiest boy alive.
Live.
One day, my friend and I were playing paintball at a local field, and I got shot where it hurts.
That's everywhere with paintball.
Yeah, I was just saying, with a paintball, that could be,
It could be.
You got
fortunately,
shot in the eye.
At that moment, my ammo pouch swung around and stopped the paintball. Well, isn't that the same place?
Wait a second. You did get... dude, I just got it.
About a year later, I was riding my bike and it flipped over, but miraculously, I landed on my feet. I'd pay to see that. Could you imagine?
I would... too.
It would look like bad wire work in a Hong Kong flick or something. He'd just kind of flip around midair on his hips like they painted out the wires. That's from Alec, SOG the man, 838 on Xbox Live.
Yeah. About a year later, I was riding my bike and it flipped over when a lance came out from the side of the road.
This guy with a beard and a hole in his tooth came by and laughed at me.
He pierced me in my ammo pouch. But he says, I got a good one for you. I recently started nannying again. One of the kids I take care of is almost 5, so that would be 4. I'm 18 weeks pregnant, and it's starting to show. So the kiddos have been asking questions. Why are you so fat?
don't say that.
why is your face fluffy? I was sitting on the couch with the almost 5-year-old. Why can't you get off the couch by yourself without me pulling your hands?
Why are you so irritable? wait, I didn't say that. Delete that.
Why do your pants have a stretchy top? I was sitting on the couch with my almost 5-year-old, and he starts talking about the baby in my tummy. I'm having a baby at home with a midwife. But he doesn't seem to quite grasp that. Yeah, he's 5. I'm 35, and I don't grasp it. But anyway, he tells me he's going to come over to my house and help me get the baby out. I ask him how he would do that. So he says, quote, because I'm Buzz Lightyear, and I'm not a regular Buzz Lightyear. I'm a Dr. Buzz Lightyear, and I can help you because I will laser your baby right out of your tummy. Hired. No. So I'm sitting there holding my best poker face, and nodding. And I ask him, well, don't you think the laser might hurt the baby? And he says, no, because I would use it and be careful. So it would be nice to the baby and just pull it out of your tummy. So a 5-year-old Dr. Buzz is planning to come to my house and when I'm in labor and slice me open with a laser, but nicely so it doesn't hurt the baby.
You know what his tagline is?
S-O-G.
To maternity and beyond.
Oh my gosh, you're mocking me, aren't you?
No.
Icy. That was from Icy. So thank you, Icy. I hope everything goes well with your inflated self. Thank you.
Yes, and congratulations.
Congratulations.
With your inflated self.
Yes. Jenna asked me where do babies come from, and I told her, I've already said, they come from mom's tummy. And she goes, no, but how do they get in there? And I'm like, but the perfect father, pastor, oh, everything that I am, trying to figure out, and I stuttered, and I finally just said, it's a secret. It's a secret. We'll tell you when you're older. And she's like, oh, okay.
Just so, because Because mommy ate it.
I figure that'll work till Christmas, you know, because secrets are always till Christmas. And then what? Well, you didn't tell me where babies come from, Dad. But you got a bike. Come on.
There you go.
Let's listen to voicemail real quick. I don't want to forget those. This is Kimball.
Hey, guys. It's Kimball from Arizona. Don't have a story necessarily. Just want to call and say thank you. I had a pretty rotten day today. A lot of stress at work. A lot of people yelling for stuff. It was just not a very good day. And got in my car driving home, kind of feeling down. Popped on an old Nobody's Listening classic back in the day of David and talking about, you know, your bike stories and things like that. And I just was laughing and smiling. I kind of came to the realization that my shoulders didn't feel as knotted and everything was just feeling better. I'm like, man, I love this show. This makes your day feel better. So I just want to thank you for the gospel of Kennison. It truly changes lives. Thanks, guys. Bye.
That's right. It's like a virtual back rub. So when you're listening to old episodes and nobody's listening, just imagine James is back there just rubbing them shoulders, just working it. I'm sitting in the back seat while you're in the car, just working out those tight knots.
Yes.
That's
funny because I went to the spa the other day and I heard the theme song playing. So, you know, what's up with that? Wow. Okay, I lied.
We're branching out into sponsorship deals, you see.
Yeah. Nobody's stressed. That's what it's called. It's a line of products. But yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, a wise man once said that, you know, actually it was the Bible. I'm not going to lie. A merry heart does good like a medicine. You know, when you laugh, it's good for you. So, you know, laugh it up at our expense. It's worth it. Hi, this is Jeremiah from Utah. I just wanted to give you guys a story about how my mom taught me how to make your tires go flat. A couple of weeks ago, my mom was driving the car and I was riding. We were both driving. The car seemed a little lopsided, so my mom figured out one of the tires didn't have enough air in it. No, you are 375 pounds. That's why. No.
And you were riding.
And your mom's 90 pounds. So we stopped at a gas station to fill up the tire with air. No, custard. I love all the I like obvious stuff in emails, but we went to the air pump. And my mom told me that she was going to teach me how to put air in the tire. We grabbed the pump that looked like a vacuum hose, and we pulled off the air cap and stuck it in. We held it there for about 15 seconds, but the tire didn't seem to fill with any air. We ignored that and kept the pump. We kept pumping air into the tire. After three more minutes, the tire seemed even flatter than it had before. We were wondering why it wasn't filling with air. My mom then told me to keep doing it while she went to the gas station and bought one of those little pressure gauges. Yeah, like you actually needed more proof. But anyway, so I stayed there and kept the pump in, and she came out with a gauge. We put it in, figured we needed to add some more air still. Well, really?
I keep adding air and keeps getting flatter. We got to add more air.
Our car is not as tall as it once was. I wonder why. I'm going to go spend $650 on a gauge. Okay, so I continued pumping air in for about a minute more, and we remeasured it. We were surprised to find the pressure had dropped. Dun, dun, dun! So my mom went back and got the gas station to help with it. And a guy came out to see what was wrong. He looked at the air pump tube, and we walked to the big air machine. He pushed a button on the side. It started making noise and shooting air out. We realized that we'd never even turned the air on, and we'd been letting air out of the tire the entire time. Now I know that you should always push the button before trying to fill your tire with air. That's right. You should also have both your parents living with you at home. So there's something controversial for the peeps.
What? What? James.
Dads would know, okay? I'm just going to make them all mad today.
What?
There goes our rating.
Yeah, so like,
hey, iTunes is going to kick us off now.
There's no nice rating.
We're featured. Look at us. We offend everybody.
I know. I guess secretly I don't want to succeed. I must not.
It's like you don't want five stars, four stars. You know, that four way you have something fine to strive.
Yeah.
We just lost three stars. Thank you very much.
That's okay. Hey, here's a story that you'll love to hate.
Hey, James. Hey, I have a funny story. I was staying home one day when I was sick, and I hear the scream, and my little brother, he's running from a tiny chihuahua dog. And it was hilarious because he's scared of dogs. And he runs in, and I start laughing. But then I get in trouble, and I get grounded for like a week. Pretty funny. Well, see ya, James. Bye.
So there you go.
What, did you don't sick laugh. The chihuahua on him?
Where did the chihuahua come from?
It was just roaming the house.
I've never seen a chihuahua just roam in the streets.
It's like a pack of wild chihuahuas. Wouldn't that be funny to see?
I did see that in a movie called Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
I was going to say, yeah, didn't you see Beverly Hills Chihuahua? Dude, you know,
they're riding the range of Mexico. There's a herd of them.
They live in the mountains. That.
Chihuahua. Oh, dude, that's the only good part of that whole movie.
Yeah, that movie was good.
You saw it too?
I watched it with, well, every Saturday night we have movie night with my 4-year-old daughter and we watch a movie together, a children's movie. So it was its turn. Okay. And yeah, that was not good.
No.
That and, the one with the dogs in space that came out recently.
Gosh.
Space Buddies or whatever.
Any movie whose sequels go on long enough to where you end up in space. And you needed to know, you guessed that it might possibly be worthy. I mean, Jason went to space for the love.
Oh. So. Even Forrest Gump almost went to space.
Almost did. He
maybe
would have
in
been
the
there.
Book he did.
If he hadn't mooned the president, he'd have been there.
Yep, but, that's right.
Or if he'd done it twice, I don't know. Hey guys, I had a friend who decided to buy a new guitar. Say he went down to the Gibson sales shop. I guess he means so he went down.
So, yeah, I get with that. Yeah.
I didn't want to have to say that, actually. When he got there, he spoke to the salesman. It became apparent that the guy didn't like him very much. And then my friend realized he was wearing a Fender shirt.
Oh.
That's from Adam.
Hey, dude. We should I'd like to buy a new Gibson.
I would have been excited about that. Like if I worked at the Mac store and a guy came in with a Windows shirt on, which I've never seen in life, but imagine it existed, I'd be thrilled to sell him a Mac. And I'd be like, hey, all right. But so I don't understand. Why would he be mad just because he had a Fender shirt on?
Maybe he was offended.
God. Oh.
He was offended.
I would be thrilled to find the person who would wear a Windows shirt.
Hey.
And then I'd beat the crap out of him.
Mine would just say, I'm a PC.
And I'm a Mac.
I've heard Windows 7 is pretty nice.
Yeah. Hey, James, Trevor, and John. Uh-oh.
Hey.
My daughter and I stopped for a quick lunch yesterday. Just before leaving, I made a stop in the ladies' room. Got a meeting in the ladies' room. Gonna
Wait,
be
this isn't
back
the dad
real soon.
With the daughter, right?
No, this is my daughter, and I stopped for a quick lunch just before leaving. I made a stop in the ladies' room. I'm doing my.
You don't know at this point in time. This
I didn't
could
know
be
this. This is disturbing because it's a lady, and here's the next sentence. I'm doing my business when a young woman and a little boy enter. See, I just don't know that women don't do business. They go in there, they powder their nose. And they talk to each other, and then they come back out. Yeah.
That's right. They don't even need the toilets because they don't do that.
They don't go to the bathroom. They don't.
And they don't sweat.
And if they did, they definitely don't do business for the love because that means pooping.
No, she wasn't doing that.
Yes, that's what she said. She said she was doing her business.
But that means like she had a calculator and she was calculating.
Laptop on the floor.
I don't know. All I'm saying is she was in there long enough to hear what's coming next.
Okay,
so a woman enters and the boy enters. I guess he was 2 or 3 years old. The following conversation ensues. Robbie, you need to stand here while I use the potty, but I want to go back out. No,
I don't blame him.
There's already some lady next door doing her business.
No urinals on the wall here. Where's daddy?
She says, no, you need to wait with me. Okay, I'll stand here. Shortly, I hear evidence that mommy has begun her bathroom business. Why would you write that? Women must be very comfortable with each other. I don't know, but I'm not. I'm not comfortable with this. I didn't even read that. I have to go brush my teeth now. And then little Robbie says, you're doing it, mommy. Good job. And then there's a pause.
Congratulations.
There's a pause.
Just like that, it taught you.
There's a pause followed by Robbie saying, "You really had to go, Mommy, didn't you?" I managed to hold back my laughter. Did you manage to hold back anything else? I just
do it to business.
I hope everything else came out okay, other than your laughter. Later, Mother Unit from the forums. Oh, I will never think of her the same again. She will.
Mother Unit.
Congratulations,
Mommy!
You're awesome.
You're a big girl now. Well, let us know how that business came out.
achievement unlocked.
Burn a trophy.
Man, narration, pooping narration. I love it. I love it. No, when I go, I have to take my daughter in the men's room once in a while when it's just me and her out, you know, at Walmart or whatever. And she knows to stand against the wall with her face to the wall. That's what she does. But she's
like
proud.
Blair Witch Project.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. But she but then she's got to tell me about it. As I'm, you know, going to doing my business in the urinal, she's like, "Daddy, I'm standing against the wall because I know how to do this because I don't want to see you going potty." And I'm like, "I'd rather you see me than talk about it the whole time, you know, because there's other dudes in there." And so I look forward to the age where she can't, you know, we're beginning to be able to send her into the restroom by herself. But, oh, it'll be great. Let's listen to another voicemail.
Hey, James, John, Trevor. My name's Austin, and my teacher told me one of the funniest stories I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a man that he's cleaning his motorcycle inside his house, and he's fixing up the engine, and so he decides to try to see if it's working. So he gets on the motorcycle and turns it on.
No, he doesn't.
And starts the engine. He doesn't know that it's in gear, so he goes straight through the glass door. After that, after he's in the, he goes to the hospital and gets back about a day later. He's still all bandaged up. But while he was gone, his wife was cleaning up the mess, and she had poured extra gasoline from it into the toilet. I don't know why. She didn't even fuck it.
What?
So later that night, the man that went through the glass door, he was in the bathroom smoking a cigarette. I don't know why he was doing that either. And so then he throws the cigarette into the toilet, getting him severely burned. The ambulance comes, and then they asked what happened as they were picking him up onto a gurney. The wife told them, they started laughing, and they dropped him, giving him a concussion along with the burn. I thought this was one of the most hilarious things that needs to be on your podcast. Oh, gosh. Podcast. Well, see ya. Bye.
Okay. teachers are big, fat liars.
Yeah.
That never happened in life.
No.
I'm looking it up right now.
I bet you could find a chain letter that has that one in it.
It's still funny, though. I like to pretend it's real.
I don't know.
I like to pretend a lot of things are real. It makes me happy.
Well, first of all, if there was gas in your toilet, don't you think the entire bathroom would smell of it?
Maybe.
Come on. And you don't turn on a motorcycle. You start a motorcycle. You don't flip a switch and your motorcycle's on. And I don't think you could start it in gear anyway.
You might.
No. There's holes in this story all over the place.
Lot holes.
And then, plus, if you seared your derriere with gas, wouldn't it kind of seal itself to the ring of your toilet seat?
Duh.
Thirdly, how unprofessional are the masked ambulance drivers that are laughing because all your business got burned up?
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
So they drop him. They drop him. Okay, for a second. He couldn't walk? You know, what's the deal? What do they drop him off of? To give him a concussion? I just don't believe it. I don't believe any of it.
It was one of those 15-foot-high gurneys.
Yeah, some very tall ambulance drivers. They just happened to be too tall and perfect height for dropping you on your head.
Maybe they were taking him down the stairs, and then they dropped him down the stairs.
Yeah, that's a great time for your wife to tell what happened. Like, they wouldn't know. I mean, he's got this very particular size burn. Why would they call an ambulance? There's so many flaws. I wouldn't call anybody. I'd just take the burns. I wouldn't want to tell anyone. I wouldn't want to show anyone. I would just have to trust the Lord to heal me.
Lord, heal me from my stupidity.
Yeah, for real.
That has more plot holes than a George Lucas Star Wars prequel.
Yeah, it does. Hey, James and the other people. Oh, I like that. Anybody else want to use that? You can. I was just listening to your Monkey Man episode, and I was thinking, you have to give us the unedited director's cut version of that story. The one that includes all the gory details that we couldn't hear on iTunes, because that was a freaking awesome story. Mike, kick of mercy. I put that in there because, Mike, there is no unedited version. There is no unrated director's cut version of the story. I could tell you the entire story, but I think I did on the show. And that's it. I was telling it to children. I wasn't going to make it like he, killed people and stuff. That'd be terrible. So,
no, dude, should so totally tell them like it was killing people.
Hey, I like what Stacy says. She just simply says, "Hey, I like the new guy. He kind of reminds me of David. He's funny. Good job." So there you go. Thanks, Stacy.
Thanks.
Yeah. He's actually funny, unlike the rest of us.
Yeah, unlike that other new guy, he blows.
Who? What's his name again?
Yeah.
Jerk.
That dork.
Yeah. Hello, James and Trevor and whatever your name is.
Now we're talking.
Wait. Oh. Yeah. Hey, wait a second. Does it really say that?
Yes, it does.
It does.
I'm crying on the inside.
My mom just told me the funniest story in the world. So there was this guy lying that was cleaning his motorcycle in his house.
And he turned into a bat.
Tell five of your friends or you'll have bad luck for a year. No. So my mom was driving me home from the store when one of these big fluffy bumblebees flew into her windshield. The bee was in shock, but it was still alive. Come on, you can make it, bee. Fluffy bee, you can make it. You're just in shock. Hold it together, fluffy bee. My mom turned on her windshield wipers and the bee was thrown off. My mom pulled into the driveway, parked, got out of the car, went to get the mail. She was facing the mailbox and she couldn't see behind her. Obvious point number 7. As she was, because she doesn't have eyes in the back of her head. We looked it up on Snopes. As she was pulling the mail out of the mailbox, she heard a buzzing sound coming from behind her. It got louder and louder and louder. Then she screamed. She turned around and behind her was not a very dangerous fluffy bee that was ticked off. That was back from the dead, but a bicyclist. Let's just say it was kind of embarrassing. Hope you enjoy the story about my mum, Sam G.
My mum?
My mum. I added the mum. I just wanted to make him English. Just for fun. Just for fun.
What sort of bicyclist sounds like a big fluffy bee coming towards you is what I'd like to know.
I don't know.
It's the knobby tires. It was a mountain bike.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. The bee hired him. Okay, what I need you to do is I need you to sound like me. Before the accident.
What bee is that?
It is
Antonio Banderas bee.
Do not judge the bee. I will.
Hello.
My name is Aldo Montoya.
I'm a fluffy bee.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Prepare to die. Hey, James, Princess Ratface, and John. There you go.
Yes. Hi.
I just had to tell you guys about the time I almost crashed my mom's car. She came to pick me up from school this one time, and I was in the parking lot waiting, so she decided to let me reverse it from the parking lot and park the car. I reversed like a pro, but the bad part was when she told me to get out of the car. I just got out. I left the car in drive, and the handbrake down, so the car started rolling backwards. That was because the lot was slightly sloping. My mom then turned into the She-Hulk, and she tried to stop it while I jumped in and put the car in park and pulled the handbrake up. Let's just say the car would have been a huge block of concrete surrounding a huge mango tree, and my friends laughed at me for a week and a half. Sheeta. There you go. Sheeta from the Caribbean. Yeah, she's from the Caribbean, so they have mango trees.
I've been to the Caribbean, yes.
Yes.
And they do have mango trees.
I've been to Cuba. They have lizards.
You can't go to Cuba.
I've been to the bathroom. They have business.
And little kids that narrate your...
here's a message specifically for Trevor.
Yay.
Hey, go, Trevor.
Again.
Hey, let's talk over the entire message, okay. John.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it would be great.
I can't remember.
I can't hear you. There's a middle schooler talking. I just don't understand.
Oh, start the message again.
No, I want to just keep this up. I think it's awesome. Yeah.
This poor kid, he wants to talk to me.
You're dying. Your self-esteem is tied up in this sixth grader's.
Hush and let the gentleman speak to me.
That might be Trevor's only fan.
Dude, listen here, new guy.
Sorry, Trevor. Forgive me. Okay. I want to be your friend.
Let's make this work. Let's play this. Okay. Here we go.
Hey.
So, yeah, what's going on? It gets funnier every time.
Onion.
Okay.
He's from Kenya?
Hey, Audrey again.
Audrey.
AKA Mobbadee from the forum.
Mobbadee.
This is for Trevor. Just want to say, I can't remember what episode it was, but you were talking about the show called iCarly. And you got me and my brother hooked. I mean, we can't stop watching it. I'm watching it right now. And it's just crazy how much we watch it. And thank you.
Thank you.
Because it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Just
thank you.
Wanted to call and say that. Bye.
Thank you, Trevor. Thank
Trevor
you.
Trevor is an iCarly dealer.
Trevor,
he got them poor kids hooked on iCarly.
You're awesome, Trevor.
Them fancy.
Thank you. It's all I watch now. I don't even eat. iCarly. Thank you. Thank you, Trevor. You're awesome.
I need an iCarly fix.
I watched her early yesterday.
Come on, Trevor. Help me out, man. I only watched one episode yesterday. Come on, man. I need another one.
I don't even know what iCarly is.
It's a show.
Is it like a computer show or something?
It's a girl that has a webcam show.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of dirty.
Perverted. No, well, yeah.
Why?
No, I've watched one episode. It's on Nickelodeon, and it's this girl that has a show on the internet, and she has adventures. That's pretty much every show known to man minus the internet part. So
yes, but the it's funny. I don't know I watched it the other day and I laughed my butt off again, especially like I said, this Spencer, which is the older brother of the one who, of mm-hmm. Carly there, and the guy who plays that just has some mm-hmm. great physical comedy to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I love it. I love the eye, the little eye in front of her name. It just
maybe
it,
she.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
She works for Macintosh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cool. All
right. I'm visiting iCarly right now. iCarly.com.
Thank
Hello,
you,
Carly.
Thank you, Trevor. Thank Hi, you. Carly. I needed a fix after High School Musical 3 was over. Thank you.
I still haven't watched 2 and 3 yet. I still haven't brought my
dude. Don't
got around to the 2
don't.
And 3.
The first
I haven't
one,
watched one.
You need to watch the first one to be a true Nobody's Listening fan. You've got to appreciate the genius that is High School Musical.
If you do not watch it by next week, you are off the show.
Stop it, Trevor. Stop it. Stop this right now.
I believe stuff like that.
Yeah. See,
I'm gullible.
I don't want to be long distance calling this guy trying to help him as he cries his way through this, Trevor. Stop it. John is sensitive.
I am. Stop it. Oh. Don't talk about my sensitivity.
I'm
I gotta get
something
to drink. I gotta go. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, wow. Let's read one more and then we gotta get out of here. I just want to say thanks for the many episodes of Nobody's Listening you've put out over the years. I'm headed to the National Spelling Bee in May, and I listen to
nothing.
I listen. Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you for visiting me.
the National Spelling Fluffy Bee in May. Ah.
You are almost a winner. I listen to NLCast whenever I study. It keep up the great work, guys. And just so you know, if I make it far enough in Washington, you guys inspired me. If I don't, then you suck. I broke you, Thomas.
Oh, man, we got busted.
Yeah, let's help Thomas out with some spelling words. How do you spell cat? K-A-T. I'm out of here.
How do you spell?
Dichotomy. D-I-K-O-T-E-M-Y. There you go. We're going to help him get all the way to the top.
Dude, how do you spell studying it? Right now. He's studying.
That's what I'm saying. If he's going to listen to us while he's studying, we need to help him out. How do you spell dictionary? D-I-S-T-E-R-O-N-E-Y. Dictionary.
That would work.
We're helping it.
How do you spell Jeet yet?
J-E-E-T-Y-E-T. It's a southern word that means did you eat yet?
Oh, Jeet yet?
Jeet yet. Yeah. All right. It's time for us to get out of here. And yeah, it is. It is. It is.
Is this my last show?
No, it is. It is.
Trevor, you're so mean.
Hey, we featured on iTunes. We have your face on there, so we got to keep you now. So
I can just delete it. Thanks to our sponsors, Rob Gobers for our theme music. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record. Thanks to all of our contributors. And everyone who listens, thank you. And check us out next week. And remember, if you tell a funny life story, tell it like nobody's listening. Peace out.
Peace.
The NLCast fun doesn't have to end. Join us online at NLCast.com for features, forums, webcomics, and all the social networking connections you can handle. Share your stories and comments via email. Nobody's listening to us at gmail.com or call them in at 816-298-0823. Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
Hey there, Dixie Chicks. I got a little story for you guys. This happened to me, my best friend, and my little sister. Anyway. About a long time ago, you know, a while back. So anyway, we were playing tag with her and we're, like, just running around our house like crazy. She was chasing us and we were just going as fast as possible. We were circling the house a few times and we just headed upstairs to the safe zone. And we just figured, you know, there's only one staircase, so we can't exactly turn around and run back down that way. So we took off to my bedroom. She was right on our heels. We took a sharp right, went to my room. Closed the door as fast and hard as possible, but just as we had done that, she was able to sneak her hand in there with one finger, and we slammed the door, and it clean shut and bolted and locked right on her hand. It was, so her hand shut right in the door. Oh, it was nasty, and let's just say she had to go to the hospital. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, nobody's listening. You can call me Lucius. I decided to call you and tell you about the summer I was 15. Back then, I was a complete baseball freak, and I would try to get anybody around to play baseball with me, which included my younger sister. And I'm telling you, she was actually pretty good. I taught her how to pitch, and she could seriously throw harder than some of the guys on my team. So anyway, we're out in the backyard one day. She's pitching to me, and I decide to teach her how to throw a sinker. And I show her how to put the fingers in the seams and how to do the wrist movement and everything. And so I crouch down to catch her, and she throws that thing as hard as she can, and I swear, the instant before it hit my glove, it broke down about a foot, missed the glove entirely, and hit me on the fly in the groin. I bit the grass as she laughed hysterically. So, moral of the story is, if you want to catch for my sister, make sure you wear a cup. Thanks, guys.
That was pretty cool.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.